views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host Sue London overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Now, here's your host, Sue London.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London, and you are listening to Get Inspired Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us inspire you and help you to create that life that you desire. Now, you can connect with me after the show through my personal website, AskSueLondon.com. And folks, when you go to that website, make sure that you sign up for my free newsletter. When you sign up for that free newsletter, you are going to receive 10 weekly inspiring videos that are filled with tools and techniques to help you to create the life you desire. So the address again is AskSueLondon.com. And also in that newsletter, we've got lots of exciting, great things coming in and certificates and giveaways and all that. So make sure you sign up for the newsletter at AskSueLondon.com. So Christopher, my friend.
Yes, my friend Sue. How are you?
Happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, I knew that was coming. Happy Valentine's Day to you. Just a reminder to all of the gentlemen listening to the radio station. This is the most important day of the year that you must remember. Otherwise, you're going to be in big trouble when you get home.
Okay, well, you know what? I got to argue with you on that one, my friend.
All right.
You know what? I really have a hard time with Valentine's Day. Do you want me to tell you why?
Yes, I'd like to know why.
Because I think that Valentine's Day should be every day should be Valentine's Day. You treat your loved one the same way every day. You know, if you love them, give them a hug. If you appreciate them, give them flowers. You know? So that's, I have a hard time with that. I know we have a lot of people who are in retail and they're selling the flowers and cards and that. But, you know, I think we should have that every day, don't you?
I do. However, even if we did have it every day, I can name young ladies, one, her name is Lena, who would want it, you know, to be different on Valentine's Day, you know.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, I'll give you that. But you know what? Like, I know there's a lot of people we have listening today that have gone through stuff and, you know, they might be by themselves. And so, you know, there's so much commercialism behind it that some people find it really, really hard. And that's where I come from. Like, I think everyone should be treated the same every day of the year. And
good point.
Love someone, share a hug. Tell them you love them. And so that's special. But you know what? I have to kind of go off that topic. I've got some big news to share with you and all our listeners.
I know what it is.
You want to tell them or shall I?
Let's just say Sue London is a proud grandma.
I'm so excited. Yes, I am. Our new baby came on last Wednesday, and oh my gosh, he's so cute. If you get my newsletter, you would have received a picture of him today and the proud grandma holding him for our, you know, privacy of our family. I don't, you know, like to give his name out or that, but I can tell you he's gorgeous. You know, he is beautiful, and I'm a bragging grandmother, yes. And I, you know, have to text my daughter every day and say, give me my baby, Phil. And I get, you know, new pictures daily. As Christopher, you've been getting them sent to you too, right?
Yes, all of them, even to my cell phone, and I love it.
Are you getting sick of it yet?
No, of course not. Not with something like that.
Well, I'm really excited. So, you know, that was really a special time for us when the baby was born. So I'm wired now. I'm excited. We've got so many great things coming. Next question I got to ask you, because all of our listeners want to know, how's your fitness going, my friend?
Well, I haven't been paying a lot of attention to it. However, I do have a legitimate excuse this week.
Okay, what is it?
We got hit with the worst blizzard of 2013. We were live on the radio from Friday all the way up until Sunday. Did a marathon. Very little sleep, and I know the listeners appreciate it, and they all called in, and then we still recovered Monday and Tuesday. Things really didn't get back to normal around here till yesterday. That's how bad it was.
You know what? Like, things come up in our life, and I'm glad, like, you brought that up, because you shouldn't be hard on yourself when these things come up. I know for us as well, last week, you know, when the baby was born, and now when you're, you know, you have more than one grandchildren, the grandparents get, you know, the wonderful blessing of having the other grandchildren in the house as well as their pets. So we had our one grandson for 6 days here, and we had their dog along with our dogs for a week. So I know for me, like, and I didn't get any sleep because I was back and forth into the delivery room, sending Reiki the whole time and going back and forth to the house after he was born. And I didn't get to my training last week, but I felt it, you know, like I really, when you get into it, you feel it when you don't work out. So I'll give you a little break for that because
snowstorms.
But did you shovel snow?
I did shovel snow. Okay. As a matter of fact, I shoveled snow down at the tower site for the radio station, and it was a long path.
Oh, well, there you go. Well, I have to tell you, folks, you hear me talk about my husband, Ross. Well, Ross is part of this little, how do I say it? We're all supporting each other between Christopher and my husband, Ross, and I. And Ross and I work with a personal trainer twice a week. And he wanted me to announce to you, Christopher, to be some inspiration for you, that he had his weigh-in with his trainer yesterday, and he has lost 8 pounds in the last 5 weeks.
All right, Ross.
So, there you go. So he said, okay, now, you know, you're next. So come on now. He wants to know what your number is. So,
you know, it is a pleasure to know that I still have feet, and I would love to be able to see them again. So that's good.
There you go. Well, let that be your inspiration. And now that I've got like a second grandson, two boys, we always had girls. Now they're coming out boys, the next generation. So for me, that's even more inspiration to really get more fit and more energized and stuff like that. So yeah. Anyways, but I wanted to also add in that I have got on my website now. We've been talking about health, and I want our listeners to also, you know, look into their health, but sometimes people can't afford a personal trainer or that. So anything that comes to me, I want to help you guys too. So if you go to my website, asksuelondon.com, on the homepage, you'll see where it says do a health assessment. Let's all get healthy together. Do the health assessment so you can learn more about your health and where you're at. Okay, so folks, check that out at asksuelondon.com, and it's on the homepage, and you'll see where it says, let's get all healthier together. So without any further delay, we have got to get on with the show because we've got people waiting to experience this wonderful guest of ours. On the show this week, we have Elizabeth Cookson. Now, Elizabeth Cookson is an amazing girl. And I say that because not only is she share the same birthday as me, she is a very, very, very amazing, incredible healer on so many levels. She is a dear friend. She's an inspirational speaker. She's a radio talk show host with our network. And I'm so proud and truly honored to call her my friend. Elizabeth Cookson has been through stuff and come back again. And later in the show, if we have time, we're going to talk about her journey. Now, what's going to happen tonight is that three people are going to have the opportunity to experience an energetic clearing from her live on the show. And let me tell you, folks, I have experienced Elizabeth's clearing, and I want you to know that, like I said earlier, she is a very strong healer. So during the show, later on, I'm going to tell you what happened to me when she worked on me. And as a wonderful Valentine's Day gift, for the sake of Christopher wanting to make it a special day, as many of you others listening do, Elizabeth is going to help you clear your baggage to heal your heart. Now, learn about my dear friend at elizabethcookson.com. Elizabeth Cookson is spelled ElizabethCookson.com. So Elizabeth, my friend, welcome back to Get Inspired Radio.
Thank you so much. It is a pleasure.
I just love you. And, you know, we have to be very good. We'll have to make sure that Christopher keeps you and I on track, because you and I can get into some really good gab fests. And, you know, we'll forget that we're even doing a show, right? So, Christopher, get the little dinger going, okay?
I will. I just have a quick question. Are we the only country that doesn't say Zed because we say Z here? I noticed you said Zed.
I know. I saw your messages. I was saying that. I don't know. I'm Canadian, and we say Zed here in Canada. I know a lot of – is that an American thing, saying Z?
Yeah, because when I teach my son the letters of the alphabet, and he says, what's Zed, Daddy?
I don't know. What do you say, Elizabeth?
Well, that's kind of hard. I'm married to someone from the UK, and Zed is part of the vocabulary. So our children know a lot of British terms versus the English, because we're learning proper English, right? So Zed is not an American term, but I think the rest of the country uses it.
Okay, so we better stop that conversation before any of us get into trouble if somebody says Zed or Z, okay? So thanks, Christopher, for bringing that up.
My fault.
So we digress again.
We do have fun here. Now, before we start the show, Elizabeth, do you want to share how your Valentine's Day started this morning? Or is that kind of like we're keeping that as a secret between you and I as pre-show talk?
Oh, no, it's okay. I'll make it really quick.
It's a cute story.
Yeah, so I can't remember the exact verbiage on the card, but I'll get to the point. So my husband and my son are doing something, and they're like, hey, just stay in the room and don't come out. And so they come back, and they share a story about how our dog doesn't have enough food, and we have to run to the grocery store and get some food. And my son hands me this little cute chocolate pink kiss. And he said, this is just the first of a whole, and then my husband cuts him off. He's like, don't spoil it. And he said, okay. And so he goes, Mom, you have to close your eyes. And I said, oh, hey, are there any more chocolates? Because if there's chocolates out, our dog is going to get it. So needless to say, my son ran downstairs and started screaming because the dog grabbed a few chocolates. And we saved him before he ate too many. Obviously, it's not good for dogs.
Exactly. But, that was my first question. How was he?
Yep, he's awesome. He's doing great. So my son came back up the stairs, and he's cute. He's only 5. So he made me close my eyes and took me down the stairs, and I got to the base of the stairs. And we have a trail of little chocolate kisses that kind of go throughout the house. So I'm picking up these little kisses as I go through the living room, and then I start going through the kitchen, and then it carries me down the stairs. And we get to one of our little bar tables, and there's two wine glasses, a bottle of wine, and a heart made out of dimes. And then I continue to follow the little kisses, and they go into the bathroom, and there's this huge, huge bouquet of flowers in the shower in our basement.
Wow.
And so I was like, oh my gosh, this is so cool. And he goes, okay, now you got to go read your card. So I went back upstairs and read my card, and basically it was something along the lines of, you know, that he kisses the ground that I walk on. So my husband says, you know, I just want you to know that I kiss the ground that you walk on, that I wine and dime you, because it wasn't quite dinner time, so he was trying to be creative, and I shower you with flowers. And then he wrote a whole bunch of other cute stuff. But isn't that sweet?
That is so cute.
Mr. Creative. I love it. It was wonderful. The kids got to play in it, too, and so it was great.
Yeah, that's so awesome. I know. I thought that was so cute. I wanted you to share that with everyone. So sorry if I put you on the spot there. We hadn't talked about that before. So why don't we bring on the first caller? Because I know everyone is excited to understand how this works. So I want you all listening to just listen and see the amazing Elizabeth Cookson do her magic. Christopher, who's the caller we have?
We have Kaja Robinson from Minneapolis.
Hi, Kaja.
Hello. Thanks for
How are
my
you?
Call.
Well,
I'm really excited. Well. How are you both?
Are you ready to have a real big clearing?
I am ready.
Okay. Well, Elizabeth, take it from there, friend. Work with Kaja.
All right, Kaja. So welcome, and thank you for calling in. And so the way that I work is I usually work on permission. So I'm assuming since you called in, I'm getting permission to work with you. Is that right?
Yes, please.
Okay. So the question I have for you, because we only have a short amount of time, is there anything that you feel that you have a block in your life, you're not attracting, something that you really desire?
Abundance. I feel like I have a blockage about abundance.
Okay, when you say abundance, do you mean health abundance? Do you mean financial abundance? I need to get you narrowed down a little bit.
Specifically financial.
Financial. Okay. All right, and so this is what we're going to do. So I want to know, are you willing to receive financial abundance?
Yes.
Okay. And tell me, do you work? Do you have a job? Do you work?
I do work.
Do you work? Okay.
Yes.
And do you enjoy what you do?
50% of the time.
Okay. So tell me, when you go to work, do you work to earn money?
Yes.
Okay. And do you feel that the only way that you can earn money is by working?
Yes.
Okay. And do you find work fun?
Sometimes, yes.
Okay. Tell me where you do not have fun in your job.
When I'm not allowed to use my brain or my skills or have any creativity.
Okay, so when you're basically being controlled?
Or when I'm just basically being paid for my time. You know, work for time as opposed to my skills being honored and allowed to shine.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so we're going to do a couple of things for you, Katya. So here's the first thing, is that, you know, you enjoy your work. It's fun. But you would really like to be able to use that creativity and, you know, have more of an opinion in what you create at work. Is that fair to say?
Yes. And to be allowed to use my skills.
And to use your skills. What kind of skills do you have?
I have really good customer service, really good people skills, and really good research analytical skills.
Okay, so do you mind asking, what do you do?
I do medical insurance billing.
Okay. Okay, so I work with my angels, so just give me just 1 second, because sometimes they're chatting with me at the same time.
Okay.
And so I'm trying to translate what they share with me. So this is really interesting, because I see you, like, juggling a lot of balls. Does that make sense? Do you do a lot of different things?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And they see sometimes they're showing me, like, the balls drop on the ground. And so it's not because you let it drop. It's because you're being directed. Like, things don't get to fulfill. They don't get to complete. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
You don't get to finish something. Okay. And they also show me, like, groups of people. So what you're doing, are you working more individually?
No, I work on...
No, but do you work with individuals? And so instead of working with groups of people, do you work more, like, one-on-one with people or in groups?
One-on-one.
Okay. Because what I'm seeing is a group of people. So you're better served working with groups of people versus necessarily one-on-one. I also feel that this allows you to share your message more broadly versus individually, and that seems to be more of your skill base. It does show me your communication skills are really good. And so here's one of the things that we're going to start with. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to ask the angels to go ahead and start to clear any belief system where you have been told that you are not enough. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to go ahead and clear that. And so I'm just going to give you a heads up. And Sue, go ahead and interrupt me if I get going too long that you need me to cut. But
no, you're doing awesome. Maybe a couple more minutes. We want to get in maybe one more person before the break.
Absolutely.
But I know that you'll be guided.
Yep,
and I know I'm sure Kaja understands this, right, Kaja?
Absolutely, I do, yes.
Okay, so I know this, it seems kind of weird why I asked all the questions, but what we're going to do now is we're going to start clearing. So Sue will mention a little bit later probably on this show, but sometimes you feel a tingling in your body, your stomach may growl, you may have a little bowel movement kind of going through, because you're going to be passing some energy through. So this is all awesome stuff. I'm going to tell you want to drink water when we're done, and I'm going to be shifting some energy through. So the first thing is I'm asking them to clear any beliefs from the past or any projection in the future that you have in regards to being good enough. You are more than enough. I ask now to clear that. Okay, so I'm watching them clear that. Just give me 1 second. Okay. Also see your back. Do you have any back problems?
Excuse me?
Do you have any problems with your back?
Yes.
Okay, because I'm low left back. Yep, I absolutely see that. I also see there is a child next to this one cord. And so what I'm seeing is you support everybody. You try to carry everything for everybody. But I also see some type of relationship here, like birth. Does that make sense to you? Do you have any children?
I do. I have a teenage daughter, and my first child was stillborn.
Okay, and it was a little boy?
Girl.
Okay, and do you have a son?
I do not.
You do not have a son. Okay, hold on, because I have another person here with you. So this is interesting. We might have to do this one off the air. Okay.
Okay,
so anyway, I do see a connection. Do you have a brother by any chance or anything like that?
I do. Yes.
Okay, was he kind of a pain in your backside?
Yes.
Okay, so here we go. So this makes sense. So I've got this. So we're going to ask right now, I'm going to ask for any of the emotional issues that you have with your brother. I'm going to ask the angels now to help release that and clear that. And so any type of cords that you have, anything that's connecting you to your brother and any of this drama or pain with him, I'm going to ask to clear that because I really feel that you really carry that in your core, in your back. And so that is part of the support system we kind of need to clean up for you. So I'm going to go ahead and ask them to remove that. This is going to help. You will definitely feel a clearing today from this. It's all good. Like I said, drink lots of water. If your stomach is kind of upset, it's okay. Just ask that it pass for you. But this is a big clearing. There's blocks in your life of why you're not moving forward. And it's some of these energies or some of this past work that you know that is still staying with you, staying in your core. And as you free it, you're now going to be able to have that financial abundance. But we needed to clear a few things because those are the things holding you back. There's some guilt. There's some things of not being good enough. And in order for you to attract financial abundance into your life, you're really going to clear these just a couple pieces. But there's a few more things I see for you, and we can talk a little bit more about that later offline. But I really feel that just these first two pieces are going to give you a stronger foundation to feel great about yourself. So I'm going to ask the angels now to boost you, fill you with light, and really give you this high confidence level that you're more than enough. Work is fun. And by working, you can make money, but you also can make money through other avenues in your life and to allow that to flow freely for you. I'm watching it as it flows. It's just like coming to you. This is just awesome. I love watching this. And so it's really bringing you abundance, but it's also bringing you health. So right now, it looks like there were some health issues. It's clearing that out, and you're getting an abundance of health, and then also the financial piece will start to come in as this clearing starts to work on you. So thank you so much for letting me work with you today.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Can I ask a question before Kaja goes?
Absolutely.
Elizabeth, do you want her to connect with you after the show through email? You were saying what?
Absolutely.
Okay.
She can give me a call or connect with me on email. That's Elizabeth@ElizabethCookson.com.
Okay. And so, Kaja, yeah. if you have any questions around that, make sure you call her. And, of course, you got to send me an email and let me know how you're doing after your clearing. Okay, girl?
I absolutely will. Thank you both so much. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day. So, Elizabeth, you're just amazing. I have to say, I can't say it enough to you. I just am so proud of you and that, you know, the work you're doing and from what you've come through, you know? I think with what you're doing tonight, we're going to skip the next commercial break because we have a few callers waiting to work with you. Is that okay?
Absolutely. And I think, you know, the hardest thing is, you know, to do this in this short period of time.
Yeah.
And so it's interesting. I just have to share, you know, you will feel a shift of change and definitely so you're going to have to share your experience because I think that will give people an understanding that in about 30 minutes, Kaja is going to be going, oh, my word, I had no idea.
Trust me, folks, you will no idea. I'm telling you, this girl says to me, I think there's some toxins. I want you to go to the dentist. Well, I'm not going to really trust a friend. I love you, Elizabeth, but when you say go to the dentist and take a filling out, I'm not going to, like, do that voluntarily. as we talked about before, right? And so what happened, folks, as she's working on me, I called her back. I said, what the heck? I said, now my tooth, my one molar is throbbing. And she said, well, I think you need to go to the dentist and get the mercury taken out. And I said, no, no, just get rid of it. I'm not going to go take that filling out. And my tooth has been fine ever since. So I can tell you
but
a lot.
But be careful what you ask for, right?
Oh, for sure.
What you ask
for
because your clearing of mercury took a few days and it was...
You say be careful what you wish for. Folks, let me tell you, be careful what you wish for is right. I was kind of at a point, I was just so busy. And Elizabeth, if you remember, I had said, I just need a break. And what happened when I said that was my website completely was faced off of the whole web system for about a day until I went, oh my gosh, what did I say? So be careful what you say for if you're having
a treatment. Be careful what you ask me for.
So, okay, so... How about we bring Missy on now?
Okay, Missy.
Christopher. Missy, how are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
Good. Now, do you have, Elizabeth, you need Missy's last name, right, and her first name?
Sure. Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
My first name is Missy, and my last name is Bystrom.
Bystrom. Okay, great. Okay, and what is your question or area you want to improve in your life?
Well, I'll tell you, I don't know if it's necessarily an area, you know, it's more like health and wellness and, you know, body image. It's that whole real deeply ingrained, embedded stuff.
Okay. So let me ask you a question in regards to that. So what are you carrying? So is there anything where you feel a little bit of guilt in your life? Like, is there something that you did that maybe you're like, oh, I'll do it for my family. I'll do it for, you know, a spouse. I'll do it for, you know, the better good. But it's like, oh, gosh, I really don't want to do it. You know, it's not, your gut is like, oh, gosh, this is not really what I wanted to do.
Well, God, I mean, there's a lot of that. I think, you know, and I can rationalize saying, okay, I'm a mom, I'm a wife. This is what we do. So I don't know if
absolutely. That was the perfect answer. You don't even have to answer anymore.
Okay.
So I'm getting, like, I've got, like, three different guides over here talking to me. And it's so interesting because they're saying exactly. So what we're going to do is we're going to work on you having a voice and being able to speak your truth. Are you ready for that?
Okay.
Okay.
That didn't sound too confident there. I got to step in there, Elizabeth. Missy, can you say that a little bit more power there, girl?
Oh, yeah. I'm relaxing. I'm taking it in.
Okay.
Yes, I'm ready.
Sorry, Elizabeth, I had to say that.
That's okay. Because what they did is they went immediately to her heart. So I was actually having some, like, difficulty breathing. It's funny that she says she's taking a deep breath and breathing because my chest hurt a little bit. It's like almost like, oh, my gosh, okay, I'm ready, but resistant. So let me share with you a little bit how this works. All I'm going to do is very gentle. I'm going to ask the angels to help you. It is like you want to be a people pleaser. You want to make everybody happy. And they're saying that doesn't have to be just this one way. They want to open your heart so you can be loving and compassionate, but also be honest and truthful about your real feelings without worrying about what other people are going to think. Does that make sense to you?
Yep.
Okay. So this is really going to help you in a lot of areas. They're showing me, I mean, goodness, there's like several different pieces here. So that made sense when you say, yeah, I could list a lot of things. Mm-hmm. It's because we're going to start to pull out a belief system that you have to, you know, you don't want to hurt people, okay? So is that something from your past where you have been hurt in the past?
Yeah.
Okay. And is it one of your parents?
Yeah.
Okay, I see. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and clear that for you, and I'm going to heal that piece because that is a belief system that no longer serves you. You don't need that particular belief system in your life anymore. You're strong enough, and you also are able and capable of taking care of Missy, okay? So what we're going to do is I'm going to clear that baggage out for you. And unfortunately, this is going to involve, it's so funny, this is a very similar thing that I've seen a lot of people. It's toxins.
and these toxins are beliefs, okay? So there's a lot of emotional baggage that goes with this, and they're going to relieve it for you. Make sure you drink a lot of water. And so if your tummy rumbles and stuff like that, that's totally normal. This is going to be a clearing process for you, if that makes sense.
Okay.
So in other words, you may be visiting the restroom is what I'm getting at. Stay close to the loo. So this is really good. This is so good. I feel like so much lighter already because I can feel, and I'm pouring light in to cover this back up. It's your whole back side of your body. I really feel like you carry the burdens for a lot of people. And so we're going to backfill that with light and really clear that up for you. Okay. Yep. And so then now we're going to start working a little bit on the heart chakra. So you might feel this just in the middle of your chest. And I'm going to go ahead and say just be really gentle and add some malt to work on you. Okay, and so here's what we're going to do. I am now, while they work on your heart, I'm going to continue working a little bit some on this health and wellness. I think because of the belief systems that you had in being a people pleaser, carrying things, almost like carrying the weight of the world on your back is how I felt, like a backpack of weights. And so that causes, like, a lot of stomach issues because whenever you do something that you resist or you're like, oh, gosh, I really don't want to do it, your stomach tightens, right? And that's mm-hmm. a sign that, oh, this is not my truth. This is not Missy. This is not who I am. And so what they're asking now is we're going to be working to speak your truth. So I am going to go ahead and ask the angels now to work on your voice. Okay, and so it's coming from your heart into your throat, and they're actually connecting, like there's all these cords. It's tight. Like if you can imagine a parachute and all your cords getting all tangled up. Okay, well, that would be a really dangerous landing, right? So we're going to clear the cords between your throat and your heart. And this is because this was a belief system. There's a lot of things that are getting caught up in you getting to speak your truth. We're clearing that and asking them to, your angels, to really get in there and clear that. Oh, my word. Okay, so I just saw, if you could just imagine a hand kind of swiping with four fingers and just clearing that. So you might need to swallow. I'm not sure if you feel that, but it's definitely like this thickness and they're pulling it out for you. And in doing that, this is going to actually help you speak your truth but not be so afraid. So it's opening that up. This process, they're telling me, okay, show me days, 2 days. So expect this clearing to last about 2 days for you. Like I said, drink a lot of water, electrolytes, and just be, they're telling me meat. Do you eat meat?
Very little.
Good. Okay, because they're saying no meat for 2 days.
Okay.
So I don't know, hopefully for Valentine's there's no steak dinner,
no.
But I'm really getting that we're going to keep that clear for 2 days. You really need to be just super simple. Like if you have the flu, you know, like you have the Brett diet, the bananas, the rice, applesauce, toast, that kind of thing, mm-hmm. it's really clear. I'm like seeing broth, soups, clear fluids, because they're actually, and I'm blessing it now, so you're going to, everything that goes through your body is going to be light, okay, really important for 2 days. And this is going to help with your healing process and getting back. So now, looking at yourself in the mirror, I'm going to give you an exercise. I want you to say, I love you in the mirror to yourself. And I want you to do it until you cry. When you cry and you look at yourself in the mirror and you're like, I love you. You looking at you in the eye and telling yourself how much you love yourself. You are worthy. You are ready now. You don't need any kind of health issues. You don't need any weight issues. That doesn't resonate with you anymore because you love yourself so much. Those belief systems that were weighing you down, they were weighing you down in so many physical and emotional ways that's going away now. So getting in front of the mirror, saying, I love you. When you break a tear, you're going to know how, you're going to feel it in your heart. And you're going to go, wow, I really love Missy. I really do. Regardless of what you've been told in your life, when you look in the mirror, you say, I love you, and the tear comes, you're going to know. You're going to feel it in your heart, and it's just going to crack it. And that's going to be the very beginning of this total shift of you carrying baggage.
Wow.
She's speechless. So, Elizabeth, why don't you...
You okay, Missy?
I'm sure I'm going to hear from Missy tomorrow, aren't I, Missy?
You will hear from me.
I figured that. Now, Elizabeth, give Missy your email address so that if she's got any questions, okay?
Absolutely. It's Elizabeth@ElizabethCookson.com. And there are several things, Missy, that we can work on. Like I said, off the air with the previous listener, I see it for you as well. There's a couple individuals. There's still additional clearing for you, but they've already started working on you. So definitely, if you feel the rumble, I really want to make sure you're close to a restroom. And you have some amazing, awesome clearing coming. And, I mean, I'm just so excited for you. I just can't wait to hear because this is the beginning of a brand new you. You've waited a long time to speak your truth. And this is beautiful. I'm just so honored to be able to work with you today.
Aw, thank you, Elizabeth.
Well, Missy, when you're in the bathroom, please don't curse me, okay? It was all
this I won't. You will hear about it.
Okay. So we have a short amount of time for one more caller.
Okay.
I wanted to say, well, Chris is getting the next caller ready. Anyone, because, you know, I'm a new grandma and we're talking about clearing, what I want to do for any of you listening tonight is if you email me at getinspiredradio@gmail.com, say, I want to help my child clear, put that in the subject line. Okay, I want to help my child clear. I will send you a free copy of my children's book, Rocky's Positive Thoughts Coloring Book. And that's a coloring book that's full of positive thoughts affirmations. So if you send me an email at getinspiredradio@gmail.com and say, I want to help my child clear in the subject line, I will send you a copy of the ebook, coloring book of Rocky's Positive Thoughts Coloring Book. Okay, so now that we've given Elizabeth the time to have a little bit of a break, Christopher, do you want to bring on our next caller?
Yes, we have Christine Teff from Hayward, California. Christine, you're on with Sue London and Elizabeth Cookson.
Hi, Christine.
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Elizabeth, we only have a couple minutes, so I don't even want to get into, like, any small talk, or do you want to just tell?
Absolutely. Yep, let me go ahead. Christine, what is it that you would like to attract into your life?
Well, right now I want to come to the point where I'm ready for that soulmate. And then I think the thing that's holding me back, the baggage right now, is that I'm still recovering from a breakup, which happened almost 6 weeks ago, and I guess that's a baggage I want to clear out.
Okay, absolutely. Let's do that. And Christine, what was your last name again? I'm sorry.
T-E-H.
Okay, here we go. So I'm going to start working with your angels. I'm just cutting straight to the chase. Same thing I've told the other callers is that you're going to want to drink some water. This is just part of the process. You want to keep yourself very hydrated. What we're going to do is, I see this is actually, is this like a verbally kind of difficult situation that you were in, relationship, verbally? Talked down to you, and there's like a lot of verbal, argumentative kind of things in this relationship?
We had a lot of arguments, but he wasn't verbally abusive.
Okay, there's some really harsh words. I keep getting words thrown at you. Was there some really harsh words that you heard that really hurt you?
Well, he kept accusing me of, because I was his first relationship, and then I had previous relationship yet before, so he just couldn't accept the fact that I had all those past relationships that I never protected from my past relationships.
Okay, great. We're going to break that right now. So here's what the deal is right now. So what you're attracting into your life are almost like unhealthy relationships. There's part of your past where there's judgments. Does that make sense?
Yes. Okay.
So you've had judgments in your past, okay? And so what happens then is when some of those judgments from past relationships, whether it's family, previous, you know, partnerships and things like that, we have that kind of in the back of our head. Sometimes it shows up, and this is where judgment comes in. So right now, you know, he's a little concerned about your past relationships. What happens is we're going to go ahead and clear your past relationships. And here's why. Anything that you've had in your past that was not healthy for you, okay, those words are not ringing true now in your current relationship, okay? So he felt very uncomfortable. He was insecure. There's some things there that maybe, you know, he wasn't comfortable with. Well, what that means is in your past, there's still some of that. So I'm going to ask the angels to go ahead and clear that quickly. And I'm going to work a little bit on you after I get off the air because it's going to be really hard for me to do in just a short amount of time. So just know in the next probably 25 minutes, I'm going to work on you. And what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to clear a lot of your past baggage for you so that you can attract that soulmate. They're showing me number three. So just be open right now to being you, okay? So I want you to really figure out who you are and figure out what it is you love. And then what I want you to do is really think about things that you love, food, restaurants, music, all that kind of stuff. And then I want you to create a list of what you're looking for in a partner. But I want you to at least take 2 weeks before you even think about a relationship, because what's going to happen is you're going to clear over the next couple of weeks. And then you're not going to be the same person as the woman I'm talking to right now on the phone, okay? So I need that to clear for you so that now you're going to attract a healthy relationship into your life, but this is it's going to take a little bit more work. I'm going to give you my email address, so if you have any questions, it's Elizabeth at Elizabeth Cookson, CUCKSON.com. Just let me know that you heard me on Sue's show, and we'll see, because there's obviously, like I say, this is a very short amount of time, very hard to clear everything that you have, and there's definitely more work I can see that needs to be done in this, a couple areas for you, but I am going to clear just right now. All I can do is clear the relationships of your past to make way for a really healthy future in relationships for you, and it's been my pleasure, Christine.
Well, Christine, keep us posted what's happening, okay? And
Will I just stay online?
No. After you've had the session after with Elizabeth, email me back and tell me what's happening. And, you know, be sure and send Christopher and I an invitation to your wedding, okay?
Okay. So I'll stay online.
Thanks for calling in, my dear.
So I'll just stay online till the show?
It's okay. You can listen either way. Christopher can help you with that.
Yes, okay. If you go to transformationtalkradio.com or WBLQ.net, that's the best way to listen.
So, Elizabeth, my friend, as always, you are a little powerhouse, my friend. And I got to tell everyone listening, Christopher, I have to share our secret. Elizabeth, you're working on all these people, and Christopher and I have to go to the bathroom.
It works.
All right, so I'm clearing everybody on the air. Hey, this is awesome, powerful stuff.
So, folks, if you didn't have a chance to have a session with Elizabeth today, I really encourage you to email her. Check her website out. I want you to experience what she does. She's an amazing, amazing healer. Your life will change forever. Elizabeth, we're so almost out of time, so quickly, can you share your email and your website address one more time for me, my friend?
Absolutely. It is Elizabeth Cookson, CUCKSON.com. And I am offering a Valentine's special. My sessions are usually 1 hour, $300, but I am going to do 8 15-minute sessions for $300. And so basically you're getting half the price. So instead of $600, it's $300 for 8 15-minute sessions, and you can combine that into any increments of 15. I typically see people 1 hour, and then we use 15-minute, like, cleaning sessions, if you will, after that. And ElizabethCookson.com. Thank you so much, Sue. It's been a pleasure.
Can I ask you, is that offer, they have to get back with you today? Is that correct?
That is through February. So through February, I'm going to offer this Valentine's special. So anytime between now and the end of the month.
Good. Well, thank you, my friend. I love you. And thank you for everything that you do. And happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day to you. Happy Valentine's Day, Chris.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Okay, so let's take that quick break, and when we come back, I'm going to give you some more inspiration and some tools so you can clear yourself tonight if you didn't get on the call with Elizabeth. So stay tuned. We're going to take a very short break, and we'll be right back.
Is your life too full of chaos and no calm? In other words, have you ever felt like you just don't have enough time or energy to get everything accomplished? Clutter and interruptions make it difficult to see what you need to truly be doing. Rest assured, there is a solution. Missy Bystrom, owner of The Organized Connection, with over 25 years of experience, will guide and support you with teaching you how to slow down the chaos, clear out the clutter, and implement the calm. Go to TheOrganizedConnection.com so you can have that peaceful, productive life you so deserve, whether it's at home, in your business, or just in your life in general. Now is the time to take that step in stopping the chaos. OrganizedConnection.com. Begin living that balanced life that you thought only others could obtain. Just upload this MP3 or CD and listen to it whenever you are able. The words and suggestions are so powerful. Go to TheOrganizedConnection.com. Let your calm and peaceful life be your reality.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. I am so happy that you all tuned in today, and I am so happy that those of you that called in were able to experience a clearing session with Elizabeth tonight. Elizabeth is truly a very gifted person, and if you didn't have a chance to have that session, if you want to have one after, be sure and connect with her, because she really can help you to release a lot of your baggage and help your heart heal. We will keep you posted with our other callers if they connect with me, and we'll certainly, with their permission, share how they're doing with all that. Now, I want to give you, all of you listening, a technique that all of the you listening can do to clear the stuff that you have within you. You can even do it tonight after the show, okay? This is simply an easy process. You're doing the privacy of your own space. You do it alone. You may have heard me talk about it before. I like to share this when we talk about clearings because it's such a powerful technique. The process is called doing a total truth letter. I want to tell you first off, before I tell you how to do it, I have done this process myself. When I was married to an abusive man, I learned he had a girlfriend for the 14 of our 16-year marriage. I had a lot of baggage, a lot of baggage. And one of the things that I did was this total truth letter, because if you hold stuff in after an experience, it will affect you in your moving forward or your lack of moving forward. So I did this process, total truth letter. I did it 39 times. I wrote him 39 letters. Now you're going, oh no, I'm not going to mail a letter. You don't mail the letter, folks. All you do is you write this letter, okay? Dear so-and-so, you're making a letter to those who you have anger towards, frustration, sadness, hurt, any negative emotion you have. The person can be living now, can be crossed over on the other side. It can even be an experience that you had. Maybe like somebody hit you in the car, but you maybe don't know their name. This is such a powerful, energetic clearing technique. It is very powerful. I cannot talk highly enough about it. So here's what you do. You look at who you need some clearing to do. You write, dear so-and-so. You start putting in this letter all of the emotions that you have felt. You know, when they did this, you felt blank, blank. You can even say words in this letter that you were told as a child never to say. You know those swear words we're taught to say? You can put those letters in there. Put that in these letters. You are totally safe. You are not sharing this letter with anybody. You're doing it in your own privacy. Okay, don't do this around other people. This has got to be done by yourself. You put all of your feelings in this letter. Now, here's what you're going to experience. Number one, use a pen, because if you use a pencil like I did, as you're releasing the anger, you're going to find you'll press harder on the paper. You may tear the paper. You will break a lead on many pencils like I did. Okay. So use a pen and you'll find you're writing nicely if, you know, as your normal writing. And then you'll find as anger and all the emotions are coming out, it'll be like chicken scratch. It's awesome, awesome technique. So I wanted to point that out because some of you may go, well, nothing's happening. Something will happen. I promise you all of that. Okay, you write the letter, you sign it. Now, the next step is extremely important. You need to sign it. You need to date it. then you need to take it and you need to burn it or tear it up immediately. The part that's important is you need to like let it go, okay? I've had the coaching clients that said, oh, I've got all these letters or I'm carrying them around my purse. No, that's still hanging on, okay? You got to tear it or burn it, and that's how you release it, okay? So that is called doing a total truth letter, and that's a great way of letting go. And like Elizabeth shared tonight, what happens is when you're doing a clearing, you might start feeling headaches. You might start feeling achy. Drink a lot of water. Rest. You might find you're either energized or you feel sleepy. Rest. Lay down. Don't be hard on yourself. Don't like just know that you're not getting sick. You're releasing toxins with this process also. The more you drink and the better you'll feel. And as you're doing this process, folks, also I want to tell you that this is like an onion. As you write a letter, you peel off a layer. Okay. And then you may find another emotion that's buried deep will come up. Okay, you write another letter, you peel the layer. Then another one may come up. Okay, for my case with my ex, I had a lot of emotions that had to come out, and I had 39 letters in me. Sometimes you may have one, sometimes you may have a couple. You may write a letter, and a week later, more comes up. Okay, you will know intuitively. Listen, go within, and when you feel I need to write a letter, write it. When emotions come up, write the letter. I do this with children, my family, my grandchildren. This is a process that we have done, and it's powerful, and it works, okay? Now, another thing that I want you to consider is that you may not realize, but you may have some baggage to be cleared in your own living and workspace, okay? So what I want you to do is homework. I'm going to give you all homework. I love giving homework. That's the teacher in me. What I want you to do is walk through your space, folks. Walk around your living space, your home, your office. Look at what's around you. Look at your items. Look at the things on your bookshelves, your desks, your tables. What feeling comes up when you look at each of these items? Do you feel positive or do you feel negative? Okay. If you feel negative emotions towards anything in your space, you need to clear it immediately. Now, I'm talking from firsthand with this too, folks, and I'm going back to when I became a single mom again, and I started the process of starting my life over without my ex-husband. I had, you know, there was a stereo system, there was oak furniture, like oak cabinets and all kinds of technology and things that, you know, I did not want to keep because I associated negative stuff with them. I just simply put them at the road and said free. And the right people will come to get them because they may be looking for them, or, you know, your process of letting go but helping others in the same way. You could, my recommendation is just to get rid of them right away. I don't even like to say put them on an online ad like Kijiji or Craigslist. Just get rid of them as soon as possible. And you'll find that there's spaces you can't go in. You go, I don't know what it is. But once you clear those items that have the negative emotion, you're going to feel so much better when you clear them. And you may go, I don't know what it is, but I feel better. Well, it's because you cleared the negative stuff. Trust me on that. You want to go through your stuff. Now, even before my husband Ross and I moved into our brand new house that we just recently had built a couple months ago, we went through our stuff again, and our house was not cluttered. We are very organized people, and as we grow and as you grow yourself, you'll find that there's things you've got, you don't need them anymore, okay? So let them go. Make space and room for other stuff. And if you find that you have the urge to clean out your closets, that's awesome because that's a sign of letting go. So if you find that you're just sitting in there one evening and you go, ah, I gotta go clean this space out, that's awesome because that's to show you that you're letting go, okay? Awesome, awesome, awesome. So if we've talked today, we have covered so much. I've talked so fast in this last part. In March, I'm going to be starting a 6-week program called Detox Your Life. And during this training, you're going to learn how to have a life that's full of health, energy, and balance. And those details are not out there yet, but they will be in my newsletter very soon. So if you haven't signed up for my newsletter, sign up for it at AskSueLondon.com. Do that free health assessment, and let's all get healthier together. Now, we are so out of time. I just got to thank everyone for you listening and for our guest, Elizabeth. And next week, we've got HGTV TV host of Income Property, Scott McGilvery, with us, and he's going to help you create income property. So on behalf of my guest, Elizabeth Cookson, my wonderful, amazing producer, Christopher DiPaolo, and myself, Sue London, we want to wish you much love and many blessings, and we look forward to inspiring you again real soon. Have a great week, everyone.
You've been listening to Get Inspired with Sue London. If you've missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to Get Inspired every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, baby.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio. A higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody. We'll see you there.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation.